let us start. Once there was a very spiritually advanced sadhu who lived in a lonely area, and he was accustomed to sit in the night outside of his small little kutir, you know, hut, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra throughout the night. He himself was very, very strong-minded, and people in the area worshipped him and looked for his blessings. So one night he was sitting there and trying to, and chanting really, when he started to hear some sounds in the forest, as if someone was coming closer and closer and closer. First he thought it might have been maybe a tiger who's hunting, but then he saw what it was. The sound got louder, 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 and then he saw a beautifully dressed lady running through the night, coming closer and closer, and practically knocking him over, and then disappearing in the darkness in the forest. He was shocked. It seemed the lady had not even seen him when she knocked him over. So he continued to chant. Was a little bit disturbed about the situation. I think when you are thinking you're advanced and you're run over by a lady in the night, that is quite upsetting. So it was towards the morning, he was still chanting as it was his custom, when he again heard the sound, but this time coming from the opposite direction. Really, someone breaking through the underwood and coming right towards him. This time he was just a little bit careful. He looked open, and there, coming out of the forest in great hurry, he saw the same lady. But this time, something totally different happened. The lady saw him, stopped in her tracks, and paid her obeisances to him. The sadhu was even more confused. He caught her and said, "Daughter, why are you now paying your obeisances? When you first came, it was the beginning of the night. You rushed towards me, and you were so entirely disrespectful that you knocked me over, didn't even say sorry, and disappeared in the forest. Why this time you pay your obeisances so devotedly? Tell me, what is in your mind?" So the lady answered, "O Sadhu Maharaj, when I first came by, I couldn't see you because my heart was somewhere else. I was rushing to a meeting place where I would meet the person who I love so much after 1 year. We were together, we talked about many things and so on, and now I'm returning home. But now, because I don't have any longer don't think so strongly about the person I had not seen for a whole year, I'm seeing him now, I see you." "And please accept my humble obeisances, and please forgive me for my offense towards you, but I didn't even notice it, I didn't." And the lady excused herself and went home But the sadhu understood that Krishna had given him a lesson. The lady kept someone whom she loved very much in her heart, and therefore she did not notice anything else. But he, although chanting the names of the beloved Lord, who is the lover, the beloved of all of us, no? our only friend since so immemorial time, but he was not thinking of him. He was just mechanically ticking off his rounds and so on. That's what he learned from that lady, you know, like you read in the 11th canto of the Avadhuta Brahmana, who even learns from a prostitute. When you chant, it's very, very important to chant mindfully, or as Guru Jambu quoted Prabhupada, even prayerfully. And then your heart is full, and you will not be tired, you won't be disturbed, even though it is maybe, I don't know, a little extraordinary. It's not what you do every day. But you will be inspired, enlivened, and understood. This was something to think about. I would like now that we try this and we do it with a short little kirtan. It will be very, very short, because I know we all want to continue to chant, but it will change a little bit the, if I would be expressing it to esoteric yoga people, I would say it would change the energy. Here I would say it would change the mental atmosphere in which we are, and will it allow us to have a fresh start afterwards. It will be very brief. Therapeutical kirtan. No, it's not therapeutical kirtan. It's kirtan for Krishna. Keep him in the mind. Sing for him.